Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Whiting with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of BizBuzz. Today, I am with Brittany Denny, and she's the Farmers Market Manager for Winona Lake Farmers Market here at the beautiful Miller Sunset Pavilion. Welcome, Brittany.
Hi. So this year we are doing a Farmers Market starting April 25th through October 24th.
Well, that's coming up quick.
It is, and it's going to be every Saturday from 8 to 1 p.m. at the Miller Sunset Pavilion. The first Saturday of market on April 25th, we're going to have A and B knife sharpening inside the skate shop. So bring your doll kitchen knives and have them sharpened at farmer's market.
Wow, that's a great idea because, I just deal with dull knives. I don't ever think about, gosh, I could actually get these sharpened instead of just putting up with it.
Right.
So, Brittany, what else is going to be here? Do you have any food trucks coming?
Oh, yes. We're going to have It's All Good coming several times this summer, along with Rooted Spud and a pierogi on wheels and so many more food trucks.
Wow, pierogi on wheels. I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Yeah, they're new. They're out of Lafayette this year, so I'm excited to have them.
Boy, Brittany, pierogies sound pretty good. I'm not even sure what one is, but it sounds good. I like all food.
Yeah, the pierogies are delicious. They're full of, they're breaded that's fried and then normally stuffed with potatoes. It's a very Polish dish.
Oh, sounds great. You guys always have something fantastic going here at the farmer's market at Winona. Tell us about the rest of the season.
So we have the first Saturday of every month, Mr. Duane with the Warsaw Public Library will be hosting story time. And then right after story time, he's going to have open Lego play till 1 o'clock when farmer's market ends.
Fun.
So then the second Saturday of every month, we have a new program called the Kids Pot Program, Power of Produce. And the Purdue Extension Master Gardeners will be hosting an activity for kids to attend and enjoy. And then after they've done the activity, they will get a voucher to spend on produce anywhere at the market. This has been provided by a grant from Parkview Hospital in collaboration with the Northeast Indiana Food Network and also the Purdue Extension Master Gardeners.
That's fantastic. I love how the community all works together like that. This facility is just beautiful, and it's great that you can use this, the Miller Sunset Pavilion, for ice skating in the winter, farmers markets, and everything. So is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the farmers market?
So we will have a bounce house again this year, and it has been sponsored by the village at Winona. So we are so grateful that they were able to give us some funds to be able to have a bounce house this year.
That's fantastic. I love how the community pulls together. So tell us again when the first farmers market is.
So first farmers market is April 25th from 8 to 1 at the Miller Sunset Pavilion in Winona Lake, Indiana.
That's coming up quick. So come on, join Brittany out for fun and festivities. And thank you for joining us today on BizBuzz.
Thank you very much for having me.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to the doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of Biz Buzz. It's a beautiful spring day, and I'm out here at Nissan in Warsaw with General Manager Tyler. Welcome, Tyler.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me today.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of spring, Yep. You've got something fun and exciting for the whole family coming up. Tell us about it.
We do. So we wanted to give back once again. The Trunk or Treat was a huge success here, and we thought what better way to involve a bunch of kids again than do a massive Easter egg hunt. So the Saturday before Easter, which is April 4th, we're going to host a big Easter egg hunt for any family that wants to bring kids out. There's no age requirement. If they can walk and grab eggs, they are welcome to come in. And it'll start at 2:00. Bring anybody you guys want. They don't have to live in Warsaw. They can live an hour away, 2 hours away. We'll take everybody that wants to come and get a free Easter egg hunt before you do the real one on Sunday.
Right. Well, that sounds like so much fun. Thanks for getting involved in the community. You guys are killing it out here.
We're trying to.
Tell us a little bit about, since you've taken over as general manager, because you guys are just doing awesome.
Yeah, so July 1st of 2025, we bought this store from the original owners and stuff. And from then on, obviously, we've had our obstacles that we've ran into. But the biggest thing that we tried to do, especially in a town like Warsaw, we just wanted to create a really good name for Nissan of Warsaw and be that dealership that everybody could trust and come to if they need that cheap used car for a first-time buyer, or they need that 10th brand new car that they want to replace because the old one went bad.
Right.
So we've been trying everything we can to make a good lasting impression and let the community know that we're here to stay and we want everybody to feel comfortable coming in here.
Well, you've sure done a great job of that. And looks like you've got a fantastic inventory too.
Yeah, so we've been ramping up the amount of inventory that we have on the lot. So I know when we first took over, you'd drive by on 15 and you'd see the Nissan store sitting there with half the lot empty and stuff. And now you drive by and we have cars all the way in the grass wrapped around the hotel behind us. I mean, it's to the point we probably have one of the biggest new car Nissan inventories in the state right now. Uh-huh. And the reason for that, we want to try to give back as much as we can and sell as many new Nissans we can and put a great product out on the road.
Yeah, you guys are doing great. And you mentioned mentioned that kind of March is kind of Nissan month.
Yeah, so every manufacturer has their 1 month that they load up on advertising and the incentives are crazy, and March just happens to be that month for Nissan. So I don't know if they play it off with March Madness and basketball, right. But I do know this, with our 0% offers, our leasing specials, I mean, you can really save thousands and get a super, super, super low payment on brand new Nissans now, where you can't with some of the manufacturers right now.
Right. Now, Tyler, will we see you in an Easter Bunny costume, perhaps?
I don't know if you'll see me in the bunny costume, but there will be a bunny at the Easter egg hunt. So if you see me out there, it's definitely not me. But if you don't see me, I might be in the bunny costume. It's all depending on what my wife tells me to do.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly.
Well, Tyler, thank you so much for doing such a wonderful job here with the Nissan of Warsaw, getting involved in the community and filling up your inventory. You're a blessing to our community. Thank you.
Oh, we appreciate it. And we appreciate you guys coming out and helping air this and put the word out that we're trying to get back and stuff. I mean, it helps tremendously. And we just, like you said, we just want to get back as much as we can. So I think this Easter egg hunt is going to be a blast. So come on out.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And thank you to Kensington Media for airing this BizBuzz episode.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them. These are the beautiful voices of police officers, firefighters, nurses, and teenagers who remind us that we can come together and create harmony and unity. Brave to 24365 to learn how you can help your first responder community today.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, there are a million reasons to share love. My buddy Caleb is one of them. This is his story.
Hi, I'm Caleb. I was born with brittle bone disease. I have broken my bones almost 200 times, and I have had 11 surgeries, but I didn't let that stop me.
There are a million reasons to share love, but you only need one. To learn how you can share love, visit loveshriners.org.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Date night at the movies.
I got popcorn.
Shh, sorry.
And some candy.
Getting back to the moments we miss.
Shush.
Starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.